a unique thing. Great way to get the kids involved in something good. So Mary Paris is with me, and she is with the Mid-Plains campus in Ogallala. Have you retired yet? Is it official now, Mary?
It is official, yep. Okay. But I'm going to stay on in a consultant for this project.
Yes. And this project, we're here today. We just had the groundbreaking for the tiny house project for homeless veterans on this lot here next to the Connection Homeless Shelter in North Platte. And just talk about, first of all, the background, how this came together to become a project, and how you connected with Ashley over here at the Connection Shelter.
Sure. Well, we started a couple of years ago with a partnership with Ogallala High School. Andy Gillen, who runs our alternative program, asked us what can we do that is going to provide students with some skills. Mm-hmm. Because as we talk about, not everybody needs a four-year or a two-year degree,
right.
But every high school student should graduate with some marketable skills.
Yep.
So that's what we did. And we looked around our community, what needs do we have? Well, obviously building construction, because you know,
yep.
Keith County is just booming with building.
Right.
So we found an instructor, Casey Craig, with Unit 24 Welding in construction, and he, you know, bless him, he took on the task of creating a program, helping us create a program, and
mm-hmm.
we had input from our community of what skills do you need, and so we ran it for 1 year, but it needed more, so we partnered with the Connection, and that partnership came about through Mid-Plains. Somebody knew somebody,
okay.
And the Connection was a willing partner because they need housing for homeless, and
yeah.
when Ashley said, homeless veterans. So we created a project called Ready to Work Building Construction Homes for Heroes. And that's where our focus was. So we've built our first complete tiny home last year, at the end of this spring semester.
Right.
And it will be moved here. Our first project was not a completed building, but they purchased that as well, and it's going to become their laundry facility. So we have two structures that are going to be on this wonderful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley already has a homeless vet who is going to live in our first house.
Yeah.
We're just thrilled.
Yeah, and I saw a picture in the both the Telegraph here and the Keith County News did great stories on it too. But the students, to have a purpose like this and to know, brilliant for people that are now homeless, and just to have that, I would guess that's tremendous motivation. You can't get better motivation than that.
Right. We can teach kids skills. We can do them with book knowledge. But when they have a purpose, and Ashley came down and talked to our students about who's actually going to live in this house and what this means to someone, it made just such a world of difference.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of a me-focused society, but when students understood how the importance of this project, it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's a great thing, and you've got to be involved in many terrific things over the years, but when you work with younger people and see, like, things like this are coming together, and this is just the beginning today because it's still an empty lot, but, you know, not too many months down the road, we're going to see some houses occupy this, and I know that the specification-wise, Ashley got input on doing it a little bit differently on the homes, like no doors like in their living space, right? Because, you know, for veterans to have a closed door and not know what's behind it kind of triggers them a little.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had looked at revamping our basic design because we have a little porch on there. And I
right.
said, we could get rid of that porch and give them additional living space. And Ashley's like, no. These are people who are accustomed to living outside. And that porch,
right.
also, the way they're going to lay it out on this home, it will be a way to connect with other people living in this community. So
right.
we'll face porches towards each other. And yeah, and the open doors inside as well, it just allows for more use of the living space.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful thing. We look forward to it when it finally is finished today, just to start. And Mary, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Corey. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
As well.